Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Two Norris podcast. I'm your host, James, and I'm joined as always my good friend, Timmy Long.
Hi, everyone.
We have two banding men, Father and Son,
sorry.
Aidan and David Burke.
How are things, lads?
Hi, lads.
Thanks
we're good.
For having
we're
us.
Good.
Shocking old day in Cork City today.
Oh, nice. Indeed.
Cork City and County.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We'd only swim in here.
Well, I washed out of it. I family in Middleton, boats, they got out of their estate today.
Oh, yeah.
Boats. Did they get a boat out of
the God is Venice.
What? Short yeah. God.
Jesus. And they were just saying, right, you know, the army are going into Glamour to get people home this evening as well.
Go out that.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and the road in here, in St. Park Road, there's a car in the middle of the road, abandoned. Some person drove into the water and probably pushed on the pedal, and the water was sucked straight into the engine. I think it's an 18-1 BMW.
Stop.
Listen, it's Ireland, and we get this weather every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just have to roll with it.
Yeah,
that's it.
But the reason you're here is your friend passed away through suicide.
That's
and you wrote a rap song, and you have a rap video,
yeah,
which we'll play at the end of the podcast so people can see and listen.
Perfect.
But do you want to maybe introduce yourself for us?
All right, first of all, I'm Burkey. I just do my bit of work in hip-hop, all that kind of stuff, and do all different sorts of it, be it old school drill music. I'll do it all. But I suppose a bit of background about the song We Ain't Mad At Ya will be
what's it called?
We Ain't Mad At Ya.
We Ain't Mad At Ya.
It's a replica of a Tupac song.
Dead right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that's it. That's where the inspiration comes from. So I suppose a bit of background about that is, you know, it's a long story to be honest with you. But there Christmas 2021, my mother was rushed into hospital with COVID actually. And we knew no more then. After about 3 days, she was put onto a life support in ICU, just blowing cork. And then, you know, she nearly died, like. But
how long was she in ICU? Okay.
73 days.
Well, she was in life support for 73 days, and she was there a bit longer.
And she had an underlying issue there.
She had about 2 years previous, so her immune system was a bit shot, like. But it was, you know, we were just being careful, as everybody was. We weren't be careful about mixing with people and everything, but she got the COVID, and at the time, I suppose, you weren't able to visit the doctors, so we were ringing the doctor, and like everything, they were saying, you know, just keep indoors and do the best you can, you know, take a few tablets and all the rest of it. But I suppose she was kind of getting worse, but you'd be always hoping that the next day it would be a bit better. And I went into town, it was a Tuesday, I drove in as far as town, and I was in there for a couple of hours, I suppose, and next time when I came home, I looked at her, and like, she was actually turning blue, like. And you see, it was just the build-up to Christmas. It was about, I think, around the 24th or 22nd, so yeah. She was conscious that, I don't want to be going to hospital, no, Christmas, a couple of days away, like. I said, no, like, I could see visibly, like, she was, her lips were gone blue and everything. And so we called an ambulance, and they came out, and they done a few tests and everything, and she was turning sepsis. So, yeah, frightening. Oh, yeah. So I took her into hospital, basically, and straight into kind of a high-dependency unit inside her.
She got sepsis from COVID?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. That's mad, isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. Well, she got another thing when they were doing it. Yeah, she got an, RSV, an RSV virus. And at the time, it's a virus babies get, basically. And they couldn't understand how she had this virus along with the COVID.
Yeah.
But as time went on, then, like, around a year later, it was very, very common that everybody seemed to have it. So they don't know how it
kind of
they mingle together, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Of, Yeah,
she's just
mad.
Oh, frightening times. I mean, like, Aidan has two younger brothers, no, Niall and Ronan, like, and...
How old are the two lads then?
They were 10 and 12 at the time, like, and 10 and 12, and of course, visiting...
before Christmas.
Yeah. And, like, visiting, couldn't visit the hospital and stuff, things like that, you know, it was fairly bad, and over the time, I suppose...
I'd say it was bad for yourself, knowing that you could potentially be at home with three boys.
Yeah, I suppose I was numb. I was numb to the whole thing, basically, and, like, it hit you so fast, I suppose, thinking about it afterwards, like, if somebody's, we'll say, sick, if they've cancer, God forbid, or they've something, maybe it gets a bit easier, maybe, but, like, this just came out of the blue, like, it was COVID, and to get so bad so fast... Like, she, even to this day, like, she's still in
recovery.
Yeah, she's on oxygen most of the time at home. I know she can get out the boat now and stuff, but, like, she came home in a wheelchair, like,
what's her name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Why, Sandra? Hope you mind yourself, go.
Yeah, she is. Her hardest job is putting up with us.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get them three boys to make you plenty of cups of tea.
Yeah. But, like, it got to the point in Cork, I mean, like, to bring the lads in four times to say goodbye to her, like.
Oh, and, that's right.
And then, like, I suppose the doctors were doing everything they could, and they seemed to run out of options, and there wasn't much more they could do. And
she on ventilators, wasn't
it? Oh, she was, yeah. She was. She was in a coma for 50-odd days, like. And basically, anyway, there's this treatment. It's an ECMO machine. It takes the blood out of the body, oxygenates it. Mm. But there's only two machines in Ireland, and there's one in Leeds, I think, and one in Switzerland. So you can imagine the demand there was. We're in the height of COVID here now, in this, like, so... Things kind of...
Two machines in the country.
Yeah. I think there's four. I think there's four in total, but two of them were put for COVID.
Yeah.
And the other one would be maybe heart or lung transplants, that type of thing, you know. So two. And the thing about it is when people go into these machines, they're usually on it for 4 to 6 weeks. Like, you either get the machine or you mightn't get it at all. And it kind of... So, and the machine is up in the Mater in Dublin. So even in Cork, when they were kind of, when they first mentioned it, they said it about our colleagues in the Mater. And I suppose I thought they ran about the Mater over in Mahon. Like, I didn't realize it was Dublin they were on about. And things this morning anyway, or the evening before, the lads, it was the last time that they were brought in. And what happened was they were doing this proning that where they turned the patient under belly, and it just helps open up the lungs a bit more. And the doctors came in, they went to prone, and she'd be prone for maybe 16 or 18 hours. But when they turned her over, she practically died on the turning over. And but she just came back again, kind of thing. And the doctors said they didn't think that the following morning, when they'd be turning her back, that she wouldn't make it, like, basically. And, you know, in the best...
How old
is she? 47, yeah. And so they taught me, basically, to come up to the hospital at 5:30 in the morning, that they'd be turning her back, and just to come into the room for a few minutes and just be with her. And they really didn't think that she'd make it, you know.
That'd have a big impact on you. I'm going to call you Borky, because that's your rap name.
That's right. Yeah, it had a huge impact on me. Like, at the time, I kind of had an idea what was happening, but I didn't know as much as what was said. I do now, you know. But I just knew that my mum was sick and she could die, you know. So, like, I'm doing whatever I can to escape it. But, you know, touch wood, I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that, you know, because, like, I was able to cope. But that's where the music kind of came a big part of my life. You know, like, if I was getting a bit stressed out or anything, I wasn't really, you know, I was very numb to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if I was just getting sick, but if I was getting tired or something, all I'd do is put in the headphones or maybe switch on the record player and just listen to my music. And, you know, that's when I'm about my head, you know, I'm vibing. It was kind of my escape, like. But then it was around this time, you know, because mum wasn't home, you know. You know the way now in most Irish households, the mother would be the more...
Oh, she keep the place together,
So she wasn't around, so I was getting a little bit more leeway with that being in work. So that was kind of when I started hanging around town a bit more often. Yeah. You know, a bit more about the street life and that.
Yeah.
But that was kind of when I met most of my new friends now. So, like, that's when I met Rian.
How close did you become?
We got pretty close.
Did you have a lot in common, like?
Not really. He was just a funny guy. Like, he was really nice.
Yeah. And how old was he?
16.
Was he into the music as well?
No. it was just one of these things, like, you know, you go downtown, you're meeting the lads and just have a laugh, have a crack, yeah, and that's it then. Like
the lads, they went to different primary schools. Okay. Like, he was from Ballineen, we were from Bandon, but, like, they met in secondary school, they went to the same secondary school, St. Brogan's and Bandon, but everybody spoke of Rian that he was infectious, that he just had a way about him. Like, he always, mm-hmm, like that, he was just drawn, everybody was drawn to him in his nature, you know?
And what, like, did he ever speak about anything going on for him?
Nothing, and that was the biggest killer for me. Because, you know, my mother being sick, every morning going to school, and the first thing he asked me is, how are you doing? How's your mother? You know? And I just...
Yeah, like he was suffering in silence, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know,
But he was more concerned about you.
Absolutely. You know, he was always there trying to put a smile on my face through what was probably the worst night of my life, like, you know.
Was he a happy old girl, a happy good looking boy?
Most down-to-earth fella, you couldn't faze him.
What was it like when you got the news that he was after passing away?
It was rough, you know. I didn't know Rian for that long, you know. But
he had a big impact.
Huge impact, yeah. Absolutely.
And like the day it happened, I collected Aidan and we came home. We went down to in the Shannon, and like I don't know whether it was a training drill or whatever, but as we were going down just beyond the Chip Van Corner, as we call it there, between there and in the Shannon, you could see inside in the field there was a massive search and rescue operation going on. Now they might have been training, it might have nothing to worry, it might be just coincidental, I don't know. But Aidan said to me, he said, "Geez, look at him inside." He said, "I wonder who it is. There's someone in trouble there." And like, little do we know that 3 or 4 hours later, like, he was going to be dealt a blow. And not just Aidan, all his other friends, like, and Rian's family and neighbours and everything. Imagine and his mother, like, yeah.
The next day.
All was ears. Oh, yeah. Like, in school, like, you know, the whole... just a weird feeling, like, everybody was quiet for the whole day and everything, like, you know, you could just tell no one was happy in school that day.
We did a live podcast in a school last night in Carrick Tool, and they were telling us that girl passed away, you know, student through suicide, you know, just devastated by it, like.
Yeah, you see, at that age as well, if, you know, 15 or 16, we were older, they know everything, like, they, you know, but they know nothing when it comes to it, and like, I learnt an awful lot from this whole experience as well. It gave me a total different outlook in life. I mean, like, the care that people, like, everyone, the care that people gave Sanders in the hospital in CUH, above in the Mater in Dublin, our family, our neighbours, our friends, like, you know, they all saying, it takes a village. I was arriving home and there was pots of stew on the door, and I don't even know who these were coming from. I mean, there could have been somebody trying to kill us. I don't know, you know. But there was, but they didn't kill us at all, fair play. But like, I'll never be able to thank people enough for what they've done for us, you know, and it has given me a total different outlook in life, you know.
They blow you away.
Yeah,
like, absolutely.
The kindness of Irish people, when they're down and they're suffering, I think we're a nation of people, because of our own suffering in the past, we know how important it is to be able to look after people.
Absolutely.
To leave them know that they're not drawn. We could be killing each other 1 minute.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We're fucking, you're nearly catching them off at a 20-foot height with your bare hands the next minute to protect them. We do.
And well, it's the people that you least expect. Sometimes are the people that do the most, so, you know?
When you're in need, you know who's there, Philip. Like.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you know, he passed away, obviously very tragic, very traumatising. When did you start getting the idea then of maybe having a song in his name?
Well, you see, Mum got sick in December, and, you know, that was going on through January, and then it was the start of that February is when Rian died. So, you know, it was then.
Was school on at this time?
Oh, yeah.
School was on.
That's another thing, too.
Needing the balloons, wasn't it? That was kind of the initial where it came from, wasn't it? The balloon release.
Yeah. So, like, a day after the funeral, you know, they had this beautiful idea of getting most people in town, all young people, adults, everybody. We all went up to the town park and we had a load of helium balloons and they just let them off. And it was such a beautiful thing, like. But,
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It was then they started playing some of his favorite songs. You know, and then after that, you know, more friends. They said, look, Brock, I know what you're doing. I know you like the music and all that. Can't you do something? So I did.
Tell me this. Did you sing in public before you sang that song?
No, but I always had a news and confidence. Yeah. So they gave me the speaker. I had a strap on it. I just threw it around my neck. And I put on the instrumental for a big pop-up with Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
And I just done it. I've done it from the top of my lungs. And I shouted it.
Was that something that you had rehearsed? Did you write that song previously?
No, that's just Biggie Smalls. Like, that's just the song that I like.
So that
experience, right, of what happened.
Oh yeah, I learned a lot from that experience.
How is the school today? Like, what has the school learned? Because we have to learn from that as a general kind of community instead of one individual or two individuals. What has the school implemented to ensure that when a child is struggling at the moment, that they know there's something there? And if they haven't got the supports or funds to do something like that, in your opinion, what should be done?
I don't really know what should be done, but I'm going to tell you now what I think is happening. I think that teachers are trained to be on point. So, like, they can hopefully suspect if students struggling.
Yeah.
You know, like, my school now, they have guidance counsellors. So, if you're ever struggling, they really encourage if you go up to it. Now, the thing is, the school don't really talk about it. Mm. I think there's a reason behind that, like, there's a name on it, but, like, kind of a copycat effect, I think they call it. Mm. They have to keep talking about it, that there might be another one happen.
Yeah.
So that's what I think they're most afraid about, because, you know, like, no school wants that in their name.
No.
You know?
Because it's a difficult...
Because, you see, as we said already, there was absolutely no sign. So, like, if they're talking to students, they don't know who's... Like, the fella that you're thinking is the fella that's in trouble mightn't be the fella in trouble at all. He might be just that way inclined, and he might be that way his whole life. And is the person you think is flying it... Is the person...
Listen, where we come from, suicide is something that happens quite regularly.
We were at a funeral ourselves only a few months ago. A friend of ours, her daughter, she passed away at suicide at 14. Mm. We were at, that's the saddest funeral I was at. It's
terrible. It's devastating, and like...
Your whole life is ahead of you, as you see.
There's people...
It's a tragedy.
You see, we can't understand this, or we can't kind of comment too much, but like it's a permanent solution to it. A sharp problem, like, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you know what? It's I suppose, right, years ago when I was growing up, suicide was classified as a cowardly thing to do.
by others because we didn't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had my own mental health issues in the past, and I buried my mother through suicide, and my mother's partner, Brendan, he died by suicide. And a lot of friends have died, you know, by suicide. And every single time, a lot of them, you just, like, my mother was always sick. She was always suffered with her, her well-being, her mental health.
Mm.
But we've had friends there, like, that have committed suicide. And we did not see it coming, like.
Mm.
We didn't see it coming, you know. And I suppose what was lacking was that kind of, that awareness that they could talk about what's going on.
Well, just when you mentioned that, no talk about, like, a person made a point to me after Aidan wrote the video. I met him in town one day and he stopped and he said, fair play to you, and for the rest of it. And he said, the video, the song in the video, it's a great topic, all right, to start talking. Yeah. He said, we speak a lot, he says, but we don't talk. And I kind of understood what he was saying. Like, you can casually speak about something, but like when you're a young fella and your mother says, when you come home, I'm going to talk to you about something, you know that's deep. Yeah. It's going a little
serious,
bit deeper,
like,
isn't it?
It's serious,
but it's getting a bit deeper, and it's important to talk. And you see, as well, you know, it didn't so long ago, you were seen as, if you were going to talk about, you wouldn't talk about your mental health.
It's classified as weak.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas,
we had that kind of mentality in this country, where men had to be men, and you couldn't show emotion, you couldn't cry.
Yeah.
You had to just get on with it.
And, like, there's lots of events now as well, like, throughout the year. I mean, Aidan, they're now performed in Joy in the Park this year, now in Fitzgerald's Park. And, like, Joy in the Park, like, to most people, it's fun, happiness in the park. But, like, that was named after a girl, Joy, like. And there's a person behind that, like, the same as the group in Canada who picked up an Aidan song, like, Healing to the Max. Like, there's a Max behind that. Like, there's a person. There's son, Max. I think, I'm not sure, it's 6 or 7 years, I think I'm going to have it wrong now. Their son. And basically, they're living in Saskatoon in Canada.
Okay.
And seemingly, like, if you saw photographs of this place, it's paradise, heaven and earth.
Yeah.
But it has the highest concentration in the country for suicide in that area, like, it's just quiet, there's not a lot happening there. And it was their dream then to start the program and put up support and counseling for parents and families of young people basically affected by
suicide. What Berkeley's doing, they've come into,
there was somebody contacted them basically for support, and they just mentioned in over the course of time that Aidan was after bringing out the song, and when they sent them on the song, they were just putting this program together. I'll let you talk about that, Aidan. Your music is your geek, as the man said. Yeah.
So after putting together this very beautiful thing where they'll be torn to all these different schools doing a little seminar for Canada, you know, the US, just North America really, and they're trying to expand then for as far across the world as they can. But they requested to use my song as the outro song. So like when they go on to all these schools now, they'll be playing my song. So getting the message out there.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Like it,
oh, yeah.
In the initial launch of the program there now, they're saying that there's going to be 500,000 students hear the song. Like, so it's massive, you know, it has come out of it. Like,
what kind of response did you get from the song from Rian's family?
Oh, they're just blown away from it. Yeah.
Have you got contact with them?
I've contacted them. In the video, a lot of the cast, if you will, are the family members.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see his mother by the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was powerful. Because you could see the pain in her face.
Yeah. And his little sister as well. So
that must have meant so much to them.
Yeah, it was all family and friends in that video. So that was,
that's memory of
us. Yeah. And like, it was all recorded in, like, they used Broad Strand out in, is it Broad Splines? One of the strands anyway, the back of Cormac Shorey. That's where they used to go every summer. And that was recorded there. And he was into the jiu-jitsu in Vanden and Galera there, and we recorded some. It was all the videos, all relevant to his life, like, yeah.
That's great. We're going to show a clip of the video there. We're going to show the video in its entirety.
Perfect.
And for people that's listening, they'll hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for your time today.
No bother. Thanks.
Can you give us one verse of it there before we actually it up?
Once upon a time, not too long ago, back when everyone was happy and could live life slow, everything just took a turn for the worse. I couldn't comprehend seeing my friend in a hearse. And if you're wondering what happened, I am as well. Cause everything just blackened, so now I just dwell always the ones that you least expect. They think their life's too hectic, and the only antiseptic is to take their own life. And it just ain't right, don't disrespect it, and please don't ever neglect it, cause you never really know how much deep inside they suffer. Mama always said, don't judge a book by its cover. I lost my friend to a suicide, I wish he never died. When the news broke, our whole town cried. It took some strength to make it, the pain I'll never shake it. Time makes it stronger, so you know that we ain't mad at you.
So one thing just before you go is
they're all your own words.
Yeah, I wrote the whole song.
That's powerful.
It comes from the heart, like And like at the time when he was going to the recording studio, he had the song put together, and it was the Nicole. He just wanted to give it a touch, and
that was the female,
the girl
song.
Nicole Desmond. Like, she's a Cork girl herself there, and she records her songs or played in radio. Indie, she goes Nicole Desmond, but. Aidan asked the Coco in the studio, is there any chance that Indy would do the, and straight away she hopped on it, and it really gives it, you know, a nice touch as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
So to get her as well, in fairness.
Fair player. Fair player. I loved her dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
In the forest. And
yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So well done.
Thanks so much.
You know, like, and I wish you the best of luck going forward with your music career and as a family.
Thank you.
So good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And absolutely.
And hi to Sandra.
Yeah.
And Rian's family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And hope everybody enjoys the video and the song.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Slán,
Sinéad.
Once upon a time, not too long ago. Back when everyone was happy and could live life slow. Everything just took a turn for the worse. I couldn't comprehend seeing my friend in a hearse. And if you're wondering what happened, I am as well. Cause everything just blackened, so now I just dwell. Always the ones that you least expect. They think their life's too hectic, and the only antiseptic is to take their own life. And it just ain't right, don't disrespect it, and please don't ever neglect it, cause you never really know how much deep inside they suffer. Mama always said, don't judge a book by its cover. I lost my friend to a suicide, I wish he never died. When the news broke, our whole town cried. It took some strength to make it, the pain I'll never shake it. Time makes you stronger, so you know that we ain't mad at ya.
We never got to say goodbye,
so we ain't mad at ya. Reminisce about the day so bliss, but now I wonder, how did it get like this? Once brothers and sisters of the same kind, all harmless but young masters at the same time. And since you left us, all I can hear is the deafness, because you bless us, so won't cry because you're gone. Instead I'll smile, thinking about how we got along, and just focus on that message in this very song. But now it's one too many peers in the cemetery, his years destined to grieving. That's what I'm seeing through these tears in my eyes. Can't stand to see you pass me by. I had so much to say rather than that plain goodbye. So close to me and many others, we put that on our mothers. Can't stand to see another friend in the earth now. That really hurt now, but Lord knows we're just so alert now. So we ain't mad at you.
We never got to say goodbye.
So we ain't mad at you.
Goodbye. I try my best to smile and not cry.
We ain't mad at you.
I know you're flying through the sky.
So we ain't mad at you.
I'm wishing you were by my side.
So many restless nights, but now I'm fighting for what's right. I wanna see my friends take flight to new heights. Lord knows the pain was enough to make me insane. I won't look back because I'm trying to keep a sane brain. I'm looking to a bright future, never forgetting about your humor and who you were, our little ruler. Always like a king, may the angels sing. Until we meet again, I'm with you till the very end. But don't worry about it. If there is something I learned from all this, it's like Tupac said, through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it. We miss you, boy. We love you. Rest in peace.
We never got to say goodbye.
So we ain't mad at you.
I try my best to smile and not cry. I know
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.